We have a very amazing guest, Ms. Katrina. Hello, ma'am. How are you?
I'm feeling wonderful. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
First of all, thanks to you to accept the invitation and become the part of this show. And I hope this show will become a full of learning for all of our audience. First of all, how was the weather in Dubai?
Oh, it's beautiful today. It's starting to get a little warm, but everyone's still enjoying the good weather.
Because problem is that everyone enjoy the winter, but when start comes to the summer, it gives a very tough time.
Yeah, it's changing, but it's good still.
Okay.
And for you?
Kind of a similar weather we have in Pakistan is same. Most of the time we have sunny and has create a very give a very tough time during the Ramadan. But before we discuss more about the career counseling, I want to know, Katrina, about your early life, about your early education you did in California.
Yeah, definitely. So as you mentioned, I'm originally from Los Angeles, California. I was born and raised there until I was about 25 years old. And then I pretty much grew up in a single parent household. I kind of was one of those kids that kind of had to figure things out on her own because I didn't really have parental guidance. I didn't really have anyone to look after my daily whereabouts. So I kind of just figured life out as it came. And I went to college just like everybody else. I ended up getting a master's degree in counseling because I kind of fell into counseling, which we'll talk about in a second. But I just kind of had a very run-of-the-mill life, but I always believed that my life was meant for something bigger. And I always had big dreams, big goals, and I just didn't know how to reach for them. Nobody was there to give me that guidance.
So when at that point you decided to opt for the become a career counselor in your life,
Well,
how
when I
is it difficult to choose for that field? Because when you are giving guidance to the young generation or to the young students, what opt? So at that time when you were in that phase, so how was difficult or easy to choose this field?
So I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I know I liked creative stuff. So I went into film initially. So I thought I wanted to become a producer, director, something like this. However, life had its ups and downs, and I was not confident growing up in school. I definitely was not the top student. I was a very average B plus, 3.0, 3.4 GPA kind of kid. And if you know what that is in the American system, that's pretty average grades. So my confidence was just very mediocre. As I said, I didn't really have anybody to show me the way. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have role model parents to say, this is what you should aspire to do. So I kind of just figured it out with what I liked. And I went and applied for a bachelor's degree in pre-film because
Great.
I had done a couple work experiences in that. Yeah. And so once I got to college, I realized this is too competitive. Again, my confidence really was not there. It was very shaky. So I thought, okay, let me go into broadcast journalism instead. And maybe that will be less competitive. So I decided I'd go into broadcast journalism. I went into corporate America a little bit. I went into radio a little bit. But what I realized there is, again, it wasn't really, I didn't have that fire, you know, I didn't have that love for what I was doing. And while I was a student in my undergraduate journey, I was about to become a third year, and I came across a job opportunity to become a college advisor aide. So they were looking for part-time college students to help other high school students apply to college and, you know, go on and figure out their life. So I applied, I got the job, and essentially I never looked back since. I used to just love waking up in the morning, going to work. And becoming a college advisor, a career advisor, was not something I ever thought I wanted to do. I didn't even know that was a job. And so I just kind of fell into it. And I was encouraged by the students I worked with to become a counselor. I was encouraged by previous colleagues. I was encouraged by mentors. And because I was one of those very few students who got the opportunity to also study abroad, I studied abroad in Italy for a summer.
Great.
I was like, wow, like everybody needs to study abroad. This is amazing. And so I wanted to infuse that love for career counseling and study abroad, but I didn't know how to make that happen. And so with that being said, I decided I'm going to go into international education. I don't really know what that looks like. I'm going to help other students study abroad. And I just held that vision so close. I didn't know how this would materialize. And as I lived in Los Angeles, I knew that that's not where I was meant to stay. I knew I was meant to go work abroad somewhere. And as fate may have it, I ended up in Dubai. And now I've been in Dubai for nearly 11 years, and I am doing just
When
what
were you
I...
landed in Dubai?
I'm sorry?
When you were landed in Dubai?
When did I land in Dubai? In 2013.
2030, great. It's a long time here now.
Yeah. And so, and now I'm doing exactly what I set out to do. I work in a robust, diverse international school.
Yes,
I work with over
yes.
100 different nationalities. I'm helping students literally travel and study all over the world. I also mentor other counselors. It's like the dream come true for me.
Again, the good point is that about Dubai is that you'll find people from different countries, from different backgrounds, and great kind of talent on which you are working, on which together you're working.
Exactly. It's such a dynamic place to one live, because you meet people from all different backgrounds, different cultures, upbringings, worldviews. It's incredible the learning you get just by being in a city like Dubai.
Yes.
Then let alone the professional development that it also gives you, and the professional etiquette that it gives you as well when you're working with the students and families, especially in education.
So can I just move more towards the topic? Even you have seen that the AI and the number of AI applications easily access and you get put our problems and get different kind of solutions. Even in the presence of very advanced technology, what problems or challenges you observe that still students are facing?
So AI can give you the quick fix answer about, you know, where they should apply. Again, AI can only go so far because of its programming. However, what people need is human connection. So counselors give that empathy, that connection, that realness that people deeply crave. I mean, we're human at the end of the day, so we all desire connection with one another. So that is why a counselor is so critical in someone's life, no matter what age that they are at or what they are seeking. A coach, a counselor, a guide, that human connection can never really be replaced 100% by AI.
Yes, that's so true. So again, we have a number of programs like IGCSC, O-level, IB program. And then after that, we have to choose for the high school, college, or university. So what problems students facing and how do you tackle them?
Yeah, so students are always worried about, am I going to get in? They're always plagued with fear, right?
Yes.
And that blocks them from seeing the possibilities of what is actually out there. So my job, and this is what I preach, this is kind of like what I say to all of my students, is that my job is to make this so easy, so simple. It's not scary. And it's actually to actually make it more fun, because it's a milestone in your life. This is like going to prom or learning how to drive or getting married. Like, you applying to college, this is kind of like a momentous time in your life. So let's make this fun. Let's remove the fear. Let's remove the drama, because I don't think you guys like drama. And so let's make it a little less fearful. So kids start to change their perspective. Parents start to change the perspective. The paradigm starts to shift. And then people feel a little less anxious, because that's what's happening, is the competitiveness, the anxiousness, the fear, the comparison trap. And my job, I mean, I'm only one person, but my job is to really make it simple and less scary.
Amazing, because this is a very important decision which students has to be taken. Again, Katrina, the role of families are very important. Meanwhile, when you are working with students, counseling them, providing guidance, their parent must be on board in this process. How do you help them out in this whole process?
So it depends on the parent. It depends on if it's the first child, the second, third, fourth, fifth. There's a lot of factors, but no matter what, the parent needs to be involved, because they're paying at the end of the day. So parent needs to be involved in helping. It's a team effort, right?
Yes.
So it's a team effort. We approach this counseling dynamic with a student. I can't just give all the answers or know all the answers, because at the end of the day, parents know their kids much better than I do. So they can also provide a little bit extra layer of support, guidance, care, obviously basic needs, all of that. And so it's a team effort. So that's how I approach it with parents. It's like, I can't do this without you. Let's work as a team and be involved in the meetings as much as you want, or take a step back if you feel comfortable with my counseling style. So it's not a one size fits all, but they are welcomed in every
Yes.
conversation if they feel the need.
Because again, at the end, they are the beneficiary of all the activities, of all the programs chosen by the kids. So meanwhile, Cassina, one more thing which I've been want to know. When you're working and working for the last many years, after 5 years or 10 years, when your students come back to you, how was that feeling when they shared that case, what kind whatever provide guidance you have been provided, and they work on that and now they are doing great job in their lives?
Well, I do still have a connection with some of my students from even 12 years ago. And, they still look back and they tell me, like, without you, maybe this wouldn't have been possible, right? And so that's what I mean. That counselor connection is so key, because no matter what technology can give us, no matter what Google can give us, there's still the human element of teaching someone something. And holding their, hypothetical hand through the process and reminding them that they can do it, and reminding that it is possible, and celebrating the wins. I don't think AI can always do that, or Google can always do that. So when students do come back and they say, this was the right choice for me, I now I'm working here, this is what I'm doing, of course it brings so much satisfaction to me, because I know that I did the very best I could to support someone. And hopefully I was a person in their life that was able to change their life and add value.
Great, Professor. That gives you the motivation, basically, when you get to know about your ex-students or the on which you have been working. This is what have they have been done in their lives. One more thing, Katrina, in this global era, when you're working and we have option to study in any country of the world, what's your observation to get higher education from your own country or to find opportunities in other countries? Which one is better in this global era?
You know what? Universities are businesses at the end of the day. So going to college is all about what you put into the experience. So if you think, oh, I'm only going to go to a school down the street, that's not going to be as good as the school 8 miles down the road, then that's your perception and that's what you're going to get out of the experience. So you have to look at it as, okay, universities are businesses. They have, certain accreditation programs. They have certain rankings because of these accreditations. And a lot of times people don't know what the rankings really are or the criteria behind that. So I invite people to kind of research more into that topic. But really, it's all about what you, there's a theory called Aston's IEO theory. So basically, your involvement equals your environment equals your output. So you want to make sure that you are putting in to your environment the output you would like to get. So no matter where you're at, no matter even if you're in a
Yes.
job, what are you putting into that? Are you just gonna put in minimal effort and hope to get massive results? Probably not. So I look at that same concept with going to a university, no matter where it's at in the world. There are over 28,000 universities. There's always gonna be a good fit somewhere
Yes.
for someone.
I think apart from this career counseling, you also being a host of podcasts. How was your experience?
Oh, so I have a podcast called The Well-Rounded Counselor, and it is for professionals who are looking to uplevel their skills personally and professionally. And it really doesn't matter if you are in the counseling field or in the educational field. It is for everybody. But we do talk a lot around different well-being topics. We talk a lot about different practical topics, for everyday topics. So you'll find a little bit of variety, a little bit of zest in different things. And to be honest, I've been doing it now a couple years and it's gained so much traction worldwide. And I'm really looking forward to hopefully it taking off even further down the road.
Great, great. Katrina, again, I had a wonderful, have a wonderful conversation with you. Just a few more points. A person who wants to become a counselor, they are done their university program or in the process of university program, or they are in process of getting a degree. What advice do you want to give to them who wants to become a best, one of the best career counselor?
So I can say work with me. That can be one of the options.
Great.
Work with me, but if they want to do a more traditional route, really research what the program or the program is going to give you, right? Like, what is your goal at the end of the day? Like I said, I didn't know what my goal was. I just wanted the degree, and that's not always the right approach. But again, I had very different guidance. I didn't have any, first of all, so I was just figuring out. But if I can give you some guidance, really understand what the program is going to offer you at the end, what opportunities are going to be available to you. I can tell you this, when I did my grad program, it was a great program, but it did not prepare me for the level of work that I'm doing today. So you really want to make sure that the program is going to offer you what you really need to grow as a professional.
Exactly. So one more thing I can say now, and generally what we have been observed that the students take the advice from the family members or the relatives or friends or cousins. How much is it important for students to take advice from professionals like you instead of just I ask my friend, what are you doing? Or you're studying this program, or shall I just interest, I show in my interest in that program and I registered. Instead of what should we have to be done instead of just taking advice from friends and families, those who do not have the expertise in that particular domain, how can they approach to the professionals?
While it is helpful to get, support from family and friends, I definitely think that there's some merit in that. However, sometimes it clouds somebody's judgment, people's opinions. So when family and friends give advice, it's not always factual, it's more opinionated. And then that's not really gonna help you because it's not fact. So I always say it's best to go to somebody who actually knows what they're talking about and kind of clear out the background noise from all of this chatter around you, and then make a more informed decision based off of practical steps, practical information. And I always say the best knowledge is to talk to the university themselves because it's going to be the most relevant information. So if you have access to talk with somebody from an actual university, I would say that that is even like the notch that you should really be achieving for is like that's going to alleviate so many stressors and fears and anxiety. If you just talk to somebody, people are afraid to talk to people nowadays, so they hide behind a screen. But I want to invite people to actually be courageous, book a one-on-one call or set up a Zoom chat and have an actual conversation to get your questions answered versus having opinions and oh, this was my experience, so this is going to be your experience too. That's not the case.
Exactly.
We're not all copy paste of each other. So I really want to invite people to really think about, who they're going to for support and does it actually benefit you?
Exactly. Because everyone has your own journey, and you cannot try to copy paste their lines into your own journey. Again, in last, any advice which you want to give to the young students who want to do something in their life, but meanwhile, again, they do not have clear direction.
I would say to them that you don't need to have it all figured out today. I didn't at their age. I was a 15, 16, 17-year-old one time in my life, and I still, don't have it all figured out even 20 years later. But I will tell you, as you go through life and as you go through your education and your career, you will start to uncover elements of yourself that is only going to make you a better human. It's only going to make you a better, person in society, and eventually your what's next will come about. You don't have to have it all figured out right now.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. A lovely conversation with you. I enjoyed a lot, and I hope so that all the students who are watching this episode, they will get benefit from it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me today. It was wonderful to discuss.